The opinions of the court in two cases will be announced by Justice O'Connor.
The first is number 91-1523, Florence County School District against Shannon Carter. And the case comes to us on certiorari to the Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. The respondent, Shannon Carter, was classified as learning disabled in 1985 while she was a ninth grade student in a school operated by the petitioner, Florence County School District No. 4. School officials formulated an individualized education program for Shannon as required under the federal act, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, the acronym for which is IDEA. Shannon's parents were dissatisfied with the school district's individualized program. They placed Shannon instead in Trident Academy, a private school specializing in educating children with disabilities. Shannon's parents then filed this lawsuit in 1986, claiming that the public school district had breached its duty under the federal act to provide Shannon with a free, appropriate public education. They sought reimbursement for tuition and other costs incurred at Trident. The district court ruled in the parents' favor, and the Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit affirmed. The Court of Appeals held that reimbursement was proper, notwithstanding the fact that the education provided at Trident did not comply with Section 1401A18 of the Act, and that the state, and notwithstanding the fact that the state had not approved Shannon's placement at Trident Academy. We granted certiorari to resolve a conflict between the decision below and a decision by the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, which held that a parental placement in a private school cannot be proper under the Act unless the private school in question meets the standards of the state educational agency. In a unanimous opinion filed today, we affirm the judgment of the Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. We hold that a private school's failure to meet the requirements of the Act for the definition of a free, appropriate public education is not a bar to reimbursement in a parental placement case, because the statutory requirements cannot be read as applying to parental placements. Similarly, we hold that the failure to meet state education standards is not itself a bar to reimbursement.